How important is it to throw events like this to help Malleola throughout the year?
This is huge for us. I mean, all the proceeds from the July 2nd show is going to go directly to our national tour. And we'll be visiting over 25 different children's hospitals, as well as taking CF, cystic fibrosis patients surfing across the country in about 10 different beach towns.
That's awesome, man. I mean, your organization is so in touch with obviously the surf scene, but also the music scene. I mean, you've done a great job of making artists really aware of it. And I think, you know, attaching Malleola to these things is what's exciting artists so much. You know, can you talk about that kind of, you know, entrance into the music world with Malleola?
Well, I'm forever grateful to know some of these guys who could actually sell out a venue.
Right.
You know, obviously it's a huge thing for the foundation to have these artists come and donate their time. And, you know, I can't thank them enough to kind of create that energy in the room and raise that awareness that we so need, and also raise the funds that we need to get further down the road to keep producing our program.
The coolest thing I think about Malleola Foundation is the fact that I don't think a lot of people realize the saline in the salt water actually helps kids and anybody with CF breathe better. So it doesn't only help them temporarily, but also it gets their lungs working better, kind of more permanently, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's natural therapies. It's a funny full circle story. There was an original study in 2005 where they found that CF patients surfing and living along the coastline in Australia were living longer lives and had better lung function. So it actually, the treatments went full circle, where they started to prescribe in the clinics hypertonic saline, like a nebulizer with the salt air mist, to actually inhale and use as a treatment every day to help break up the mucus and have them breathe better.
Right. So let's talk about our very locally centered show that's happening on July 2nd. That's this coming Tuesday. It's at 7 Degrees. Taylor Hawkins and Chevy Metal are heading up the whole thing. Taylor, of course, is the drummer of the Foo Fighters. Do you want to talk about your relationship with him at all?
I mean, absolutely. We went to high school here. We went to elementary school. We went to middle school. He's one of my homies from second grade. And we've managed to... you know, always stay in touch and have great, just have a great friendship. And he always pulls me a couple solids every year, and this is one of them. So thank you, Taylor.
Now, it's not totally often that he plays in, I mean, like he tries to play in Laguna, but it's not all the time. This is a pretty rare treat for us, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. He's usually good for about one show a year.
Okay.
In the summer, hopefully 4th of July week. You know, it's always an insane week to be in Laguna.
Right.
Tons of fun, tons of things to do. So, it was an easy sell. He wants to come down and play and jam for everybody. So it's going to be a good time.
How much does it mean to him, you know, after all of his success and huge stages and huge venues, just to come home and play for, you know, his friends?
Absolutely. I mean, to come, it's like a reunion. He gets to come and he's just going to, you know, have a good time, you know, a nice sweaty room, small venue. that's what he lives for. So I think it's going to be so much fun.
So we've geared up a few Chevy Metal cover tunes this morning. Chevy Metal, of course, plays songs from David Bowie and Van Halen and Thin Lizzy and Rolling Stones. That's pretty much what we can expect on Tuesday, right?
Absolutely. All the deep cuts, all the good stuff.
That's awesome. We are going to play Queen and David Bowie Under Pressure right now. I believe Wiley, the frontman from the band, is probably going to call in a little bit, or we'll call him.
Yeah, I just called him. He's caught in traffic, and we're going to have a good chance to catch up with him.
All right, awesome. This is what Hans does. He rolls in, calls the front man, says, we're going to interview him. All right, that works for me. Hans Hagen from Malleola Foundation putting on this show on Tuesday, along with Tight Road Entertainment and KX93.5 Chevy Metal. Grab your tickets online at KX93.5.com. We'll be right back with him. Here's Under Pressure.
Hello?
Wiley, what's up? It's Tyler and Hans from KX93.5 here in Laguna.
Hey, what's up?
How are you, man? Thank you for taking the time. You're stuck in traffic this morning?
Oh, I just got here, so I'm stoked.
Okay, good. So, first of all, thank you for coming. You know, we know that obviously you've been a longtime friend of Hans and you support the Malleola Foundation. So, what does it mean like for you and the band to play a show like this, a charity show every once in a while?
Oh, dude, it's awesome. We're stoked to do it, you know. Malleola Foundation's been really cool to us. We've had a lot of fun doing these shows. I love coming down and playing Laguna. So my mom grew up there, so it's a lot of nostalgia for me.
Is it fun to kind of, tone down the show to a smaller, more sweaty audience every once in a while rather than a big venue or amphitheater somewhere?
Oh, hell yeah. It's a lot more intimate, and you get a lot more vibe that way. It's a lot more fun, actually.
Cool.
I like playing smaller shows.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you on Tuesday. Right now, we're playing Queen and David Bowie's Under Pressure, and we're going to play a few other of the songs you cover. Can you give us a taste of how you choose what you choose to play?
Yeah, well, Taylor kind of gives the thumbs up or thumbs down a lot of the stuff, but we all kind of choose songs that are like deep cuts, but not too deep, songs that people would recognize, but not a song that you'd see a bar band playing.
Right.
Like, we would never do Rock and Roll by Zeppelin, because that's every band would play that. But like, we try to just play deep cuts,
We do that on our radio station too. You have to be familiar, but not too familiar. You want them to, you still want to reel them in,
Yeah, you got to reel them in, make it some more of a rock and roll education, so to speak.
Right. So Hans was telling me a little bit about your story. We're on the phone with Wiley from Chevy Metal playing the show on Tuesday. You started out as basically like a schlep guy for the Foo Fighters, and you ended up being the front man of Taylor Hawkins' Chevy Metal band. Do you want to tell us the story a little bit?
Yeah, I moved out here from Oklahoma, and I just got really lucky. I started this band with this dude named Dange. He used to live down in Laguna too, Akeem Dangerfield. We call him Dange. And he happened to grow up with Taylor and played in a band called Heavens to Betsy with Taylor in Laguna back in the day. And so we started this band, and we could never get, we were both playing guitar, actually. We had a revolving door of bass players and drummers. And finally, Taylor had some time on his hands and was off tour and joined our band.
That's awesome.
And then
man.
Kind of we just, other people had joined our band, and we've been infiltrated by the rest of the Foo Fighters too at a lot of times.
Yeah, so now name some of the people you've gotten to play with because of your luck.
Dave, we've played with Mick Jagger. That was pretty rad. We just played with Nikki Sixx the other night.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm trying to think of where that was, the Malibu Inn. And Tim Fly had filmed it. I'm just waiting for him to get over his little schweppy hangover so he can get me that footage. I'm going to put it up on our Facebook page. And we played with Perry Farrell down in Chile. That was
cool.
Rad. Lollapalooza.
That's awesome, man. We look forward to perhaps seeing some special guests on stage on Tuesday. I don't know. I can't say anything, but you guys are notorious for random famous people showing up at your shows. So I guess we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah.
Hans, anything you want to add to Wiley while he's on the phone here?
I'm glad you did this interview, Wiley. This is awesome. We just kind of put you on the spot a little bit, but we're not promising any special guests, but because Chevy Metal holds their own. Just granted at that, they hold their own.
Completely agree. All right, man. We are thrilled to see you on Tuesday. You can grab your tickets to see Chevy Metal online at kx935.com. Wiley and Taylor Hawkins and all the guys, we will see you soon here in Laguna Beach. Thanks, man.
Right on, man.
All right, dude. See ya.